Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
KISM.
Various modes of transportation involved in this knucklehead roll call today. Your runners-up include, let's go to the train first. This is the guy in Scotland who boarded a train last week dressed as a Star Wars stormtrooper. He was going to one of those comic book convention deals.
Stormtrooper, come and get ready.
And people freaked out because he was carrying a gun with him, but he said, that's not like a real gun. It's a blaster. I'm a Star Wars guy. Get it?
Wasn't he wearing a kilt, too?
So yeah,
that's a look, with a stormtrooper helmet and a kilt.
So the cops took him off the train and made him go home and change. Then also up for 9:30 Knucklehead runner-up today, this is a woman in her car on the side of the freeway on her birthday, 28 years old, passed out at 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday. She said she just had one shot of 1800 tequila after work, but then admitted it was a mighty big shot.
Yes.
But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner, let's go Jeep for this one.
Knucklehead!
You know, John, with the news that OJ had passed, we've been talking about the white Bronco chase and everything centering around that white Bronco. This story centers around a stolen white Jeep. And the lady behind the wheel is a woman named Angela Harrison. And when the cops had learned that the Jeep had been stolen, they spot that Jeep at the gas station. And she's behind the wheel, and they said, what are you doing with this Jeep? And she says, oh, yeah, this Jeep was given to me as a birthday present. That's right. It was given to me as a birthday present when I was working at the Waffle House. One of my regular customers came in. He gave me $10 and this Jeep.
That's how they do it at Waffle House. Because the biggest spenders dine at the Waffle House.
You look like you could use an old white Jeep, so here you go. And then they said, well, hold on a second. We've been looking for this Jeep since around Christmas. It was stolen before Christmas. And in fact, we have some surveillance camera footage that shows you driving the Jeep as early as January 14th. How is that possible if a customer just tipped you this Jeep last week? And the look on her face, like mama threw her from the train or something. She was confounded by the fact that she got found out somehow. And I guess it wasn't her birthday.
Yeah.
Still doesn't work. It never worked at Waffle House, and that wasn't her Jeep.
She does look a little bit like the lady from Throw Mama from the Train, who also looked like she may have been throwed from the train. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
That's right, the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Tomorrow they help us crown the 9:30 Knucklehead of the Week, and the Knucklehead Red is pouring there. Check out AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.